On this week's episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, we give our opinions on the upcoming movie Star Wars Rogue One and how excited we are to see it. Also, we tell you what we thought of the show Goliath and HBO's Westworld. All that next.
Everybody to episode 31 of the Real Mentors Podcast. Post Thanksgiving show. Hope baby had some good eats with the family and all that. And we're just here to, of course, talk movies, TV, and have some fun along the way because that's what we do. And to help me do that, we got my usual co-hosts, of course, to my right, the man with the plan, a technical producer, sponsor or of the Left Field Productions, head spokesman of Left Field Productions, George. How you doing, big guy?
I forgot one title.
That's right,
the world's oldest millennial.
The new nickname.
What's going on, guys? Tired, but doing all right.
Doing all right. Yeah, you hanging in there, man. You look real tired. Too much turkey. Too much tryptophan. So still kicking in.
Yeah, he's
He's a lot been of busy. Stuff going on. Busy, man.
I hear you. You know,
I'll be all right.
Yeah, we need Pikachu back. We got to get him back in here. Is that in your wish list? Is that your Christmas wish list? Is to get Pikachu back?
The
you
budget.
You never know what you got. Tell it to go on. You know,
right? Yeah, we're trying to get that approved in the budget. You know,
we're working on for 2017.
I think I might have to do a little mannequin challenge out here.
For the show. Hey, your Marceau mannequin challenge
has to go down with the ice bucket challenge.
George, there's so
apparently
not moving.
George is not going to be fairly silent
in
today's episode.
I'll be
all right. Suck it up, man. Suck it up. Be professional, damn it. And of course, the other voice you heard was the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the man beast himself, the man who just wants to make talking movies great again. That's Mike Rose, how you doing?
Absolutely. I want everything to be great again.
By the way, how do you guys all feel about the mannequin challenge thing?
Yeah. I just said a second ago, I think it's a ridiculous, stupid again.
Or I mean, it's funny. Because I've seen it done, like, really, really cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, you did it for Thanksgiving.
That was a little stupid, little two-second thing. But I'm asking people, like, go all out and do, like, something real elaborate and set up a stage. But whatever. It's just stupid. But it's stupid fun.
It's not as bad as a Running Man challenge. Yeah, that's the worst.
This is way better than a Running Man challenge by far. But it's...
Yeah, now they have one that's called the Fig Leaf Challenge.
I even heard of that. Dare I ask?
Yeah, it's basically, it's
a not wearing anything but a fig leaf.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you're supposed to cover your finger, you know, like go like that and try to cover it with, you know, like for ladies, the top part and the bottom at the same time, like with the reflection.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. It was just, I'll let it out, but it's a new challenge.
No, don't let it out. That's just part of the Left Field Productions, contribution.
Yeah, I'll let it out.
We got to get paid by our sponsors.
Yeah, you know.
We got to get paid by our sponsors.
Hey, no, we got to mention sponsors, aren't they?
No, we're good. But either way, we're going to do a lot of, we're going to get into Star Wars here because we got Rogue One coming in a couple of weeks. So we'll have a nice, good discussion on that. But before we do that, you got something about being consistent 2016. And there again, you know, we lost another famous individual. She's an icon and close to an icon.
I thought he was going to say Castro.
I know you guys are thinking that, and that Castro, haven't you?
He has been compared to Superman.
I hope he's burning in hell right now. But either way, Florence Henderson.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
wow, really? That must have been like yesterday?
Oh, no. Before Castro. So he got overshadowed. But that's Thanksgiving. On Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
which Castro, I mean, también Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. But again, with her, I guess sticking with her, I want to talk about Castro. you know, we'll focus TV movies here. I mean, she wasn't, she was a huge TV star, obviously. Mike, you were probably more around when the Brady Bunch came out, and that's not a good show. But it's one of the shows that transcended to pop culture.
However, she's a very popular icon of television.
No, I agree. She's one of those iconic TV moms.
You know, I'm not one of my favorite shows, but it was a big show back.
But it was, and it kind of still is. People still kind of reference it. We got Marsha. That doesn't go away. You know, they did a couple of movies, which weren't bad. It was funny. Yeah, first one was funny. Yeah. But she's been on for a while. She's one of those TV, like you talk about June Cleaver. You know, she's up there with anybody else. It's iconic. She really is.
The family,
it's not about whether it's good or not, because you have to remember the times. You pretty much had to take whatever they were given.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But it's also wholesome TV, though.
It is a wholesome television. And I mean, I grew up with it because my sister, she was a fan, and we'll make fun of her. But I was growing up, you know, way back in the 80s when it's on syndication, I was watching it. Oh, cool. You know, Greg Brady and Marsha and Jan, all the other crap. So, you know, Cindy, you just get you watching. It's so bad, but you just, I don't know.
Yeah, they also try to like feed on the Partridge Family. Remember how they try to do the Brady's and they
I'm not sure which came out first. I don't know if Partridge.
I think it was the Partridge Family came out first.
I don't even know, to be honest with
you. They're around that time.
Well, Mike, you were at 30 back then. You remember what came out first? Partridge or the Brady Bunch?
I think they came out about the same time.
It wasn't the same time. But either way,
whatever it was.
Pikachu were here. Look it up. We'll have George look it up anyway. Just out of my own curiosity.
Why are you asking for Pikachu again, man?
Yeah, he needs it. He looks tired.
The Brady Bunch is 1969 to 74.
Damn, so long time ago. Before I was born.
Partridge Family. Tell you right now.
The Partridge Family is already off by 74.
Probably from 70 to 71.
70 to 74.
Damn, that long. Yeah, so it came out afterwards. So,
It came out after.
The Brady Bunch. Yeah. I remember the Brady Bunch when it was actually on TV. I don't remember seeing the Partridge Family on TV. So.
The Brady Bunch came out before.
First run. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was syndication. But I never big fan of it. But yeah, so that's another loss. And, you know, how many times we've done this in the show again. And. Don't get me wrong. She's not to a level of these other people we mentioned, but she's still worthy of mentioning, I think.
Deserves respect.
Well, she does. I mean, she's a big TV star. A lot of people grew up watching.
And they came out of nowhere. I didn't know I heard it it was on Facebook, Flower Tennis, and I was like, really? Wow. I think it was back Friday.
It was Thursday. It was Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Janet Reno died too. So,
I didn't know that.
Iconic because of the Castro, Elian Gonzalez thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, Elian Gonzalez was in the news.
Freaking Castro.
I'm telling you, he was there because he compared
his way back in.
He compared him to Superman. Fictional character.
Let's get off one empire and talk about another empire. Of course, let's get into our Star Wars chat here. We got Rogue One 2 weeks away, two and a half weeks. More or less.
Sir,
we got
weeks.
Tickets secured for the 15th, 7:30. I'm very excited. Obviously, it's interesting because this is the first real. This is the first anthology movie that they released, so we're not sure what to expect moving forward. Right. But sticking with Rogue One, Mike, you're the biggest fan here, so we'll start with you.
You're the biggest
stature and acumen and Star Wars fanaticism, I guess. Fandom, better word for it. How are you excited? What's the excitement level for this?
I think it's 9 to 10 for me, because first of all, Darth Vader is in it, which is going to be...
True?
Spoiler alert.
For those of you that haven't seen any of the trailers.
Shit.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to close some loops, which I'm excited about. And this is a totally different story, which is another thing that's interesting.
But isn't this between 3 and 4, though?
I think it's maybe a couple of months, maybe even less than that, than episode 4.
The plans will fall into Leia's hands
because it has to be that time frame. Because
it's very close. I hear maybe a month or so. This is what I hear. But it's around that time. Maybe I said 2 months max before the.
I'm interested to see. This is just one of my friends threw it out there. It was just to see how they're gonna put Dooku in and his crew because they
Dooku's dead already.
Dooku's no, already well, dead.
Weren't they were part of the Outsiders or something? Like there was a group that they were trying to get the plans or something that they were trying to do. Like there was like a group that was a group of outside that were trying to stop them from getting the plans for the Death Star.
Dooku,
Death Star is long after Dooku.
I mean, I think in Attack of the Clones, I think they
had Dooku.
He was developing. He was part of developing with I forgot the name of the group he was working with.
The group that he was
exactly
right with Palpatine. Like the whole group that he was in charge of.
But that was right with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like he was in charge of the Separatists.
Palpatine wasn't really even involved in that.
It was the Separatists.
I think he was. Yeah, the Separatists. But that was talking about way back. That
was
way back.
Yeah. He was directing traffic, but he wasn't really involved in the development. That was at Pago the Lesser and Sun Fock and all those groups. Why do I know all these names?
You're the biggest fan here.
Exactly, you're the biggest fan.
Gunray, the whole nine yards. No, they were developing that stuff, and that they kind of mentioned that offhandedly. And you know, the prequels did a good job of kind of, you know, bringing up. Inventing those characters and everything, but the prequels didn't really do a good job of, you know, like being a movie.
They were saying about those plans away from the Separatists because they were going to do something, and then obviously the plans fall into the hands of the Empire, and then they
it seems like it's virtually complete.
Okay, the Death Star is going to be developed by the character that's. The father of
Mads Mikkelsen,
Mads Mikkelsen, who's had a huge year this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than he was the crappy villain in the Doctor Strange movie, but he's playing the father of the main character in this movie.
Yeah, so. Jen Erso. Yeah. Is that her name? Jen Erso.
Oh, the name of the actress?
The character that Felicity Jones is playing, Jen Erso. I think the father. I think he's the one that develops. The main weapon system or whatever.
But there's
going to
be, it's also, you're going to have some new characters. And I guess there's going to be, Tarkin is going to be in this too. So, I mean,
that's what I hear. Yeah.
It's going to be,
small bit, but I'm sure it's going to be there. Right. Yeah. Along with Vader.
He was Le Chief. And Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. I guess Left Field Productions again paying the bills. Thank you, George, for that.
I knew him from.
That was back in 2005. Yeah, imagine.
Also
Hannibal. Because I was thinking of him.
George is in a galaxy far, far away right now. They'll come back to where we're at.
No, the Three Musketeers. He was in that Three Musketeers
movies too. If you want to drop that,
you know, right?
Clash of the Titans.
You know, he went to high school and college too at some point. Did anything else? You know, I think he graduated.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm just saying, you want to go way back. So George notwithstanding. So either
way, he's a huge PSG Eindhoven fan.
So dig a little deeper because I know we mentioned Vader, which I can't wait to see Vader. I'm not hoping. I'm not disappointed by it.
Let me throw this out there. Do you think he's going to kick ass? I mean, do you think he's going to make an appearance and just be like menacing?
I'd be disappointed if he doesn't kick a little ass, just a little. I don't want a lot. Just he kills at least two people or something small, and he escapes or whatever he needs to do. But if he's just there, just for dialogue only,
not to show up.
I want to see him do something.
And I'm sure we will. They're not going to bring Vader on for that. There's no way.
Somebody's got to get force choked.
He's gonna lightsaber. He might kill one of the rebels. You know, who knows? What they're trying to escape. Yeah, guaranteed. That doesn't happen. I'm gonna be upset. Just tell you
right
now. But I think he's gonna have like a 15 minute role. He's not gonna be a prominent figure in this movie.
I understand.
Which
that,
is fine.
I am going to tell you that the trailers to me looked fantastic.
They did. I didn't see the last one, but yeah.
This is going to be a war movie from everything that I've heard too, absolutely. Which is going to be very interesting to me. To see what they do with this, it's going to be the first movie that's sort of Jedi-less, which is another one that's interesting.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be interesting to see a Star Wars movie that has no opening crawl, from what I hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not doing that. Ooh. So no Jedi's that we
they wanted to stay.
We
away.
Have Vader, but yeah, him notwithstanding.
They wanted to stay away.
We just said, but there's no light. His own lightsaber be his. But I'm saying that, you know, we're not focusing on Jedi. No Skywalkers, at least prominent. And I'm sure they'll be maybe mentioned.
Well,
not even
be mentioned. The Asian fellow that's in the movie,
right? IP man, I forgot his name, but
Ip Man.
But I don't know if he's force sensitive from what they say.
No, that's what they said.
Is that confirmed? Okay, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, we spoke about how they were force sensitive people that you were.
It's a totally different take, which like, I'm excited about, man. It's funny because people still. It's funny. I was at work.
I really hope it does well. I do. I want to see more movies like this.
It's going to do well. And I think this will be the benchmark. This don't make any other anthologies, but this one's successful. They'll just greenlit a whole bunch of them. But how do you say, go back to the war thing, because this is a war flick. I mean, let's be honest.
I love war movies, so I'm going to get the that.
Everybody dies, right? I mean, everybody's going down.
His name is Donnie Yen.
Right? Donnie Yen, yes. That's
Lady of
Yeah.
Is anyone dying? Does anybody make it alive?
I think
maybe the Android, besides the Android?
I heard the Android's going to be, they're banking on that thing.
That's what I hear, yeah, which I hope so.
I do too, because he looked like he was loaded with personality.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be there. He might steal the show. But they all die, though, right?
I don't know.
They all have to, I guess.
Right, but then you kill. What if you develop some characters that people really love and then you kill them right away? I mean, that's some Darth Maul treachery.
It is,
right?
but at least we're prepped for it.
The very first movie, that's the only thing in that whole world. Besides, they killed the two characters that I cared about in that movie. Qui-Gon Jinn and freaking Darth Maul, both dead.
Freaking Lucas. But there's a movie where everybody says, you know, many Bothans died, and I guess the quote from the first Star Wars episode 4, but... You know, these people aren't really in the lore of Star Wars, and you know they're not really wedged in.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, but I mean, it's not like they're gonna make a movie. You know, they're not gonna be inserted into the middle trilogy or the new trilogy. But I think maybe only one person survives out of the group of five or six. I think that there are.
So you think that one
everybody bites
is gonna be?
No, they just survive and go off and live out there and go, they move to Alderaan, you know, and then I need a break, right. You know, unbeknownst to him, but you know, which even makes it even sadder because he lives out of them way, but damn, we know he's dying in the next one.
That reminds me of like Alien 3, right, where they went through all this crap to get the little girl off the ship, to save the little girl, and she ends up friggin' dying in Alien 3 before the movie starts.
Oh, I know that. And also Hicks as well, died. It was a waste of the total.
So stupid.
Bad boy.
What was the kid? What was the little girl's name in there?
Newt. Right. Yeah. Damn.
Sorry.
Best in the business,
that's
baby.
That's the kind of stuff that...
Oh, I know.
Joe, what do you think? Is anyone dying?
In this one?
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be.
What I'm thinking, man. I don't see anybody living there, which is kind of cool. Because the thing is, we'll practice. This is going to be a single story only, standalone movie.
Everybody
which is what we need. Everyone has to. Yeah, it's a wrap. It has to be. I don't see how that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know if they have any other one. Like, is this a sequel to this?
No, there shouldn't be. They already announced that there's not a sequel, so people set the right expectations and don't get excited. This is a standalone movie, and this is all that's going to be and all that. But what's your excitement level? Because obviously I know you're a Star Wars fan, but you're not the...
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan. Yeah. I mean, I like the lore and stuff like that. I mean, I stopped watching a couple of the latest trailers just so I could be surprised and be like, wow. You know,
yeah,
like,
do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, lately there's been a lot of spoiler heavy trailers and then, you know, I'm like, I've seen everything and I'm not really enjoying the movie anymore, you know, so that...
I didn't see the last two.
Yeah.
He's really looking forward to seeing Starbuck and Buck Rogers in that movie.
Bidi, 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 you know?
No, man, it's...
Because, you know, they're doing the mannequin challenges, you know.
Yeah, they're going to do that. Yeah. They might do it.
They might see, you know, they're trying to sneak in and see a stormtrooper. They all freeze, you know, mannequin challenge.
That'd
there
be
you
awesome.
Go. They, you know,
yeah,
or the piggy challenge.
Yeah, they're like, you know, we are not here. Yeah, they're not there.
These are not the mannequins
these are not the mannequins you're looking for. Okay. You know,
if anybody could see that, I did the Jedi thing.
Yeah.
Well, we saw it, Mike.
We're in a visual medium. Yeah.
We're with you, man. We're with you.
Yeah, Chewie is like, oh, there's too bad there's no video. Otherwise, it would be funny.
She's on Facebook Live. I didn't think about that. I'll do it next time.
I think that we're going to do that. Shouldn't we do that at the friggin' premiere?
Do something there. It depends on the crowd.
Just a quickie. Just
it depends on the crowd. Say, hey. Yeah, I want to do something maybe before and after. Do a little quick, little something.
Because they're a little crazy.
A 2-minute review.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did it last time, so I don't think this movie is obviously because Force Awakens was an event movie. You know, everybody was excited. Hadn't seen Star Wars in 10 years, how long it was, and it sucked.
It had been a while.
So now I was like, okay, And I think people are still confused. Even some guy, and this week at work, we're talking about Star Wars. Oh, yeah. And he's like, and he comes up to me and say, dude, why the hell is Darth Vader in it? I don't understand. I thought he died. And the people, right. And he's just like, it's right, an occasion.
He's not
people's,
a fan of the show. Well, he's not a true, fan of the movie.
Yeah, but even a casual fan, I don't think they all really know what exactly is going on. Having said that, they're going to watch this movie in droves. We talked about it earlier in pre-production, meaning how much more money they think it's going to make. They were projecting one. I heard, last I heard was 130.
Well, I saw it was scanning. Well, I listened to something on Collider, and they said it was scanning at 175.
Which is an impressive number.
That's a lot of freaking money for the first weekend.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's not going to reach Force Awakens level money, but that's no shame in that.
See, but the thing is...
Yeah, Force Awakens did, what,
250, yeah.
2.1 billion.
2 billion at the end of the drum, but opening weekend, 250 domestic, which is ridiculous. It won't do that. I'm thinking 150, 160.
The first weekend.
Oh, I know, for Jesus.
I was going to tell you guys that there was a line from episode 8 that got leaked by Mark
Hamill. I heard about that. It's talking about...
He's talking to Rey, and then he says, "You contain the spark that would rekindle the fire."
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing.
I mean,
it's not spoilers.
That's not really a spoiler.
It doesn't say when is it in the movie.
Exactly.
Doesn't say when is it in the movie.
Typical Jedi rhetoric, you know. That's always. I don't know. Whatever.
You know, a lot of these people here are like, oh my God, you mean the spark, no sé qué. You know, obviously, she's the Jedi.
We all know she's the next,
I'm going to tell you, I saw the script to this move, to The Force Awakens, 6 months before it came out, and I thought it was bogus. I read the whole thing from front to back, and it was completely right on the money.
Now, Mike loves his spoilers.
I looked at it, and I just said to myself, they can't be doing this.
So you read it thinking it wasn't legit.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
You know, they also had this thing that they were saying that when Rogue One comes out, that they were going to do the first trailer for episode 8. But then they said that they might push it to like later.
Are they even filming that yet? How are they going to do that?
I think it wrapped already.
It wrapped.
Yeah.
It's in post-production now.
Yeah, it's in post-production.
I think the trailer may come out.
That's why the line leaked, because they had some connection with some people that were doing the trailer. And then they released it to some YouTuber
about
the line.
The good news about the Star Wars.
The trailer is going to drop very soon.
They're not filming it in real life anywhere, so... Nobody's going to leak that crap. Plus, they probably have NDAs.
Well, no, they're filming out in London and all that.
Even the craft table people probably have NDAs.
I'm sure. And everybody at the buffet table, right. You better not say Jack.
Yeah, it's very secret. Yeah. The last one's kept pretty on the rasp, pretty secret. So there's no reason why.
He was pretty open about everything, wasn't he?
But he released what he wanted to release.
Right.
But things weren't leaking online.
Oh, no.
Pictures.
Yeah, that thing was pretty tight.
He leaked some things here and there until obviously the trailer came out. I think we'll see the same next one.
He
got a good start. I'm fine with it. Move on. I love Rian Johnson. I'm excited. But we'll get into that, you know, next year. Obviously, we'll have a whole year to talk about that episode 8, you know.
Right.
But obviously, because in fact,
what about the Han Solo movie?
That's too. What I was going. I might read my mind here. That's exactly what I lead into.
See,
because
that's why we work so well.
This is the best in the business.
That's right.
Because obviously, this is the first anthology that's going to kick off.
Right.
Well,
the horror anthology.
We
don't know how many they're going to do. But Han Solo, of course, is coming out in a couple of years and a half or whatever it is. They cast Lando. I think we talked about before. I'm not even sure about that. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Donald Glover.
Cast, Don Glover is Lando.
Yeah, Lando.
They cast,
yeah.
Lando, yeah.
The Han Solo kid they cast too. So.
Yeah, and a female. They cast some female actress.
Emilia
Clarke, yes, for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's,
Daenerys. I'm not excited about that,
Khaleesi,
to be honest. So, yeah,
Khaleesi.
That.
Game of Thrones stuff.
Alden.
Questionable at best.
Alden Ehrenreich. As Han Solo.
Yeah, he's Han Solo.
Donald
Glover.
Glover as Lando. Then they got Phil Lord, some other dude.
But Minnie Clark may not have a big role. She just may be a small, which I'm hoping, because... Outside Game of Thrones realm.
She's an unnamed character at this point.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't said anything yet. And
maybe it's going to be really unnamed.
It comes out in 2018, so...
Yeah, I think May or something like that. I think it'll be like 6 months after episode 8 is released, so we don't have to wait as long for the next Star Wars movie.
Oh, the director's Phil Lord.
They talked about Boba Fett. You heard about that? I guess they had a trailer ready for it, Boba Fett teaser trailer at last year's Comic-Con, and they pulled it because they weren't making the movie anymore and all that, which I think is good.
The director of that, the Han Solo project, he did the Lego movie, 22 Jump Street, and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
He's
a writer and producer.
Yeah, he's really good. I forgot his name. What's his name again?
Christopher Miller.
Miller, there we go. Because Lord Miller, that's right, Lord Miller, that's right.
And then Phil Lord and Christopher
Miller.
Lord Miller,
I'm saying combo Lord Miller, they're doing that one.
They're doing that one.
Did you want to see a Boba Fett movie, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, man.
I'm a fan. I like that whole storyline. You know, like I said, the movies aren't good, but I really think the story is really good. So it's just kind of strange that they did such a screwed up job. I have to talk about the prequels a little bit.
No, I can't bring them up. Come without, on, Mike.
No, I can't talk about the prequels without talking about the prequels. Look, everything that has Hayden Christensen or that little brat.
Oh, Jake, please don't bring that dude back for this.
Can I please talk?
No, I'm talking about Rogue One. Sorry, Mike. But don't put that dude in Rogue One or anything like that.
Well, no, he's not
in Rogue One. You can't put him in. It's too late, dude. And the movie already filmed is releasing in 2 weeks, George. Spoiler alert.
No, because I'm just saying, like, maybe they put him in as a cameo. Maybe they put him in as a cameo or something, you know, like before.
Relax.
No Jar Jar Binks.
Deep breaths, George. Deep breaths, man. I know you're tired, you know.
Anyway, the little Jake kid and they played Little Annie.
The guy from Jingle All the Way.
And then Annie.
Anyway. Sorry.
Anything
yes, go ahead,
that has either of those two characters in it, it's like, to me, it's like really cringeworthy. Even in Return of the Jedi, where Hayden Christensen's acting chops had been improved a little bit.
You mean Sith?
What did I say?
You said Jedi.
Revenge of the Sith. Sorry.
Yeah, not so bad.
Where his acting chops had improved, supposedly. I can't. Well, that movie's just as unwatchable.
I stand by the third one. I still like the third one. I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying it's a flawed movie.
You like the first one?
The third one.
The third one.
That's it, yeah.
No, but I think
he sucks in all of them. Let's make that clear. Yeah, his acting is terrible.
But he's a big part of that last movie, dude.
But the last one overcame that.
Hearing his freaking lines.
He's horrible.
Jake Lloyd. Yeah. I knew what they say. I said Jake, right?
Yeah.
You say Jake something.
Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah, Jake Lloyd. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. No.
Tomatoes.
Just... I can't. I hate him. And Natalie Portman is just as bad in that movie.
It's Lucas.
It looks just like him, only big.
Oh, we're looking at a picture of him for those at home.
It's that picture. We're looking
he looks
picture.
Just as idiotic.
What a badass. This is pod racing. Yeah,
but it was Lucas. He doesn't know how to direct people. That's the bottom line. Because, you know, Portman can act. Let's get that straight. She was terrible, I'm saying. I heard in Jacket, she's phenomenal. She's just coming out this week. She's proving herself. It's just Lucas, man. You take a great, she's a great actress, and you get that crap out of her. That's Lucas.
I'm telling you, it had to be hard for her to sit there and watch that guy deliver his lines
how horrible it is.
Because
that chemistry was just sitting non-existent.
There. It's not even a chemistry issue.
It was part of the problem.
It probably took everything she had not to laugh while the guy is sitting here going, you know, delivering those. Well,
sand, it gets everywhere. Get that.
Gets in all the wrong
garbage.
Places.
Oh, God. So
but even in the last movie where he's saying, I can't live without you. I'm burning inside.
No.
You know, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is
the worst line ever in movie history. But I still like the third one. She must have been laughing all the way to the bank.
I think that there are some really great...
Oh, I mean, she got paid. I mean, whatever.
One thing I really like about the third one, and well, actually all three, is the way they introduce a lot of the other Jedi. I think the other Jedi make that movie interesting. Watching guys like Kit Fisto get killed...
good scenes.
It's got a whole Luminara's in it. Friggin' everybody's every Jedi. Mm. Every you know, it's great. It's a fun movie. You know, and when it comes to that, what's not fun is the acting. I mean, it's just
among other things. We can do 8 shows on how bad the prequels are and all that.
But the dude that plays Palpatine, I thought did a wonderful.
He was actually one of him and McGregor in this. Second two, the first one was in it, but the second and third was great.
I don't know. I didn't think he was that bad in the first one.
It was okay. He was out of place. He seemed a little.
I love Qui-Gon.
What about?
Liam Neeson was wonderful in that.
I thought
Palpatine. He was the best character, most consistent in all of them. Then McGregor, I would say that.
So, yeah, I was actually upset that they killed Darth Maul. That they killed Darth Maul in that.
That's what I was talking about. The two most interesting characters in that.
Yeah,
first
I wish that they would have. At least would have put them in the second, or maybe third, or something. You know, like. You know,
do you want to see an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie?
The everyone's talking about that, and it's funny because today they were mentioning that, and that they're not moving forward with this quote unquote solo movies. I guess that was in the works as far as like a Ben Kenobi trilogy. but that's not, they haven't decided yet, but he might show up in episode 9, 8 or 9
as a spirit.
Didn't say what, but obviously it would have to be a spirit.
It looks to me,
but like he may, Ewan McGregor will actually be him again, right, in those movies. I guess maybe Luke talks, who knows, but in some capacity. That's what they're saying. I heard that today from from people from the Star Wars camp. I forgot what the president's name was.
I still get like goosebumps hearing Sir Alec Guinness's voice when he does.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah. I think that, you know, even though he was probably half in the bag the whole movie,
yeah, probably.
I feel like he did a wonderful voice and really made a timeless character that people really give a crap about. And I think that, you know, that's an awesome thing about the first trilogy, is that they really did great casting. And it's funny to me that still holds up to this day. And it's not where the prequels don't hold up for the most part.
Right.
And it's funny.
For the originals, 4, 5, 6.
But I would love to, but you're right. I would love this. I really hope they move the Ben Kenobi. I think that would be cool. Like
even right after the event of Ben Kenobi movie.
Even one. I think that could make it.
Time on Tatooine, because, you know,
exactly.
When he took Luke Skywalker to Tatooine to be with Uncle Lars Owen Lars, that's his name. When he took him there, you know, Luke Skywalker was a baby and Obi-Wan Kenobi was a young man. He wasn't old. He was a Jedi Master, but he wasn't like Alec Guinness.
And I'm sure they can write something where he goes off and does other things or whatever.
There's already material written on that stuff. I know they said a lot of that stuff isn't canon.
Well, isn't canon, though, but they can create stuff.
They're using Zahn characters in the Rebels show. Yeah. They're using all kinds of characters from the books in official property. So I think that maybe they are waffling about saying that it wasn't canon.
It's not canon, but they can take stuff from it and use it if they so chose to. But going back to the anthologies and with the Han Solos and potentially Ben Kenobi, whatever. I want to see new stuff though. You know, even Rogue One is not really new stuff per se. Something outside the story of what we know is Star Wars now.
I really dig a lot of the Jedi, like a lot of the kind of the obscure Jedis that you don't really care too much about, like Master Luminara Poe Kloon or any of that stuff.
Of course, a lot of Clone Wars stuff. Go back to
Dengar or what, you know, just some of these characters that they've created. Go, hey, do something
with this. I don't want to see that. Han Solo, I could care less. I'm going to watch him. I hope it's good. But I don't want to see, because we know Han Solo. We know what happens. You know, okay, fine. He's going to meet you, you know, and that's great. I'm sure it's going to be good, and I'll watch it. I'll be loving it. But I want to see, let's branch out. It's a huge universe.
Right.
Let's get some new fresh meat here and all that. Different character. I mean, these are so many things that we've seen as Star Wars can develop. You know,
you thought, oh, C-3PO, R2-D2, there could never be another. Sorry, but BB-8 was just as big as R2-D2. Yeah.
And this guy coming out, the new robot, outstanding, and what are they calling it, the new robot?
I forget. It was RK something.
I forget what it was, but he looks like he's not a big part of it. Could be one of those, you know, a standout characters from the movie. So there's so much they can do.
Even the stupid, the stupid combat robots that Roger.
His name is K2S0.
They had personality.
Yeah, his name is K2S0.
Okay, we'll call him K. But he looks like he's going to be pretty cool. So I'm saying there's a lot of stuff they can do. I just move away from the familiarity, what we know. We got episode 8, 9 coming out. That will be where our ties into the Star Wars universe, to the Star Wars universe we know now currently.
But have these
side stories.
Oh, I see.
Vein of gold.
Yeah, they don't have to tie into like Rogue One, tie into episode 4. We don't need that. I'm glad they're making it. It's going to be great, I hope. But I want to see other shit. Give me something else. Branch out.
Well, here's to clarify the storyline. It's set before the events of Star Wars Episode 4 and 5 years after Star Wars Rebels. What they say.
Yeah. Actually a book that came out. I meant to read it and I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, you're talking about
the one that just came out that leads into Rogue One. Yeah. I heard it's really good and they talk a lot about the Jyn Erso's father.
I know the name of it.
I forgot what it is. But I heard that's really good and it'll explain a lot leading into the movie. I got 2 weeks. I might be able to pick it up and read it. But we'll see.
Oh.
But either way,
it's not scored by John Williams.
No, they got someone else. Yeah, they got a new guy.
John Williams is like 100 years old, bro.
Yeah, he was on the verge. I think the last one he did was Force Awakens, because I think someone else took over for him to do Episode 8. Like, he was done. He was, you know,
he just can't do it.
I mean, yeah, he's up there. Let's say exactly. So let's be realistic. I mean, there's only so much he can do. So they got, you know, obviously they got someone new for Episode 8, and they got someone new for this one. I'm sure they're still going to use the Star Wars intro song, because that's what they do.
Right, as long as they don't try to use to play it like the guy that Tim Burton uses all the time from Boingo Boingo or something.
Boingo Boingo. It's funny. I was watching that on TV on cable, Back to School.
Right.
Oh, I love them winning. And the scene where Boingo Boingo was playing at the party. Right. Oh my God, so good. It's so bad, but it's so good.
Back to School is a terrible movie. But
it's awesome. I love that movie. It's horrible, but it's so good at the same time. I don't know. You know, and speaking of bad movies, I finally saw, and this is way off topic. We got no Star Wars anyway.
You're trying to put the sponsors for Left Field too?
No, it's just a movie talk. I finally saw Ghostbusters, the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. My girlfriend had it, and she wanted to see it.
Oh, my God. It's so bad, dude. I'm thinking maybe my expectations were so low, I made me enjoy it. It's horrible. I laughed once. You know.
Is it supposed to be a comedy?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
This can never be a good idea. This is no to Hollywood knuckleheads with the money men. You know, they're talking about three more Ghostbusters movies.
Yes, and I was going to talk about that too.
I was like, what the?
Yeah, they're talking to Reitman, who made, the second one.
Ivan Reitman?
Yeah. And he said that he was the one that came out. There wasn't
another one that's got to be like 100 years.
He's up there, but it wasn't the studio. It was him that came out. Oh, and you know, we're still in talks of making some more. Look,
Ghostbusters
2 is
a piece of crap.
Dude, let it go. It failed. That movie is horrendous. It's not funny. All these cameos is a waste of time. It was horrible. It was freaking horrible. I was so mad watching that movie. It's so bad. I'm glad. I don't know why I didn't make that much money. Leave it alone. It failed.
Right.
I keep talking about it. And it sucks because it has a good cast. I don't care that all female. I don't know, people hate the whole female thing. There's idiots who complain about that.
It's got nothing to do with it. He's a good actor. With a kid that plays Thor, he's a good actor.
No, he's great, but he's horrific in the movie. He's just, oh, God. And not him, personally. He's got good comedic chops. But the character, he's like the dumbest guy. He's like, you know, he plays a receptionist, and he's just the stupidest guy. But he's so stupid. It's just ridiculous. It's just like, okay. Like, he's wearing glasses, and he says that this is his line. He wears glasses with no lenses. And he doesn't wear lenses because he doesn't like to clean them. So he pops them out.
This is Thor's character.
And wears it without them. That's his line. It's just come on, dude. It's just so stupid. Bright light came to him.
Chris Hemsworth is
that. Yeah, and he's saying, it's too bright. So he covers his ear instead of his eyes. That's how stupid he is. It's just dumb. Oh my God, it's bad.
I won't be watching that.
No, it's embarrassing. But yeah, that's way off topic.
He directed the second one, the second Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, he has no business talking about anything else.
He directed the first one and the second one, Ghostbusters 1.
That's what I figured he did both.
Ghostbusters 2 is terrible.
Well, the thing is that he did some good ones, though.
That's not good.
I mean, he did Meatballs, Stripes, Legal Eagles.
He's not good movies.
Kindergarten Cop.
Legal Eagles, all right. Kindergarten Cop is terrible. Twins is terrible.
Kindergarten Cop is awesome, dude. What are you talking about?
It's not a tumor.
Come on. It's a great movie. Twins is funny. Yes, it is. Oh my God. Yes, it is, dude. Yeah, Mike. Twins is great. Kindergarten Cop is awesome.
However, Junior is not.
Junior is horrific.
Yeah, that one I'll give you.
That's, you know, that's in the Ghostbusters, new Ghostbusters territory. Yeah, it's that bad. That's
Father's Day is another one that was horrendous.
Because you like Get Shorty too.
So. Get Shorty's a great movie.
No, it's not.
That movie is hilarious, dude.
We'll go back to that some other time.
Yeah, we'll put that one in the archive out there for a while. Okay,
we'll bring that up at some point. But let's move into some TV stuff real quick before we end up and all that. I know, Mike, we talked about it earlier. You saw Goliath. You finished Goliath. And what your thoughts on it?
Well, I thought it was a very good show. Billy Bob Thornton was fantastic. William Hurt's excellent.
It was awesome.
Most everybody was well acted. My criticism of the show would be some storyline aspects. I didn't understand why this fixer that they had out
Spoiler alert. Go ahead.
Listen, if you're listening to this to hear, I'm going to talk about the show. That's what I do.
Mm.
The fixer that they had shows up dead in Billy Bob Thornton's trunk out of nowhere. And to me, it really didn't make any sense in the story. He was one of the heavies, I thought, going up to that point. He ran his girlfriend down. He freaking got, you know, he got him arrested and beat up and thrown in jail and missed a court date.
It would have made sense that it would have been a payoff for that, but there really wasn't a payoff for that.
Right, there wasn't.
Yeah, so I totally agree.
The other part that ended weird to me was the girlfriend, or not the girlfriend, but the legal assistant that was the hooker.
Right.
Like, ratted him out in court, and then there was no resolution of that either.
I don't know. That may be some season two, if they have a season two focus.
Right, but there was they didn't even make it look like there was a resolution.
There isn't, but again, they might be holding off until next. I don't know. Maybe that's something I can think of.
I thought it was a good movie other than that.
But no, it was a really good show. I liked it a lot. And Billy Bob is great.
I think it was a little too happy of an ending.
Yeah, that's what that was my only complaint was that. It was minor complaints, I'm going to be wrong, but there's
still some complaints. I did like him. I also thought that Dwight Yoakam did a great job in that movie as the CEO of the company. Kind of came off sympathetic in the end, but not really sympathetic.
He wafered, right. But he was good. I liked him. Everybody was good. The girl that said that
Maria Bello.
Yeah, and, I forgot her name. Either way, the other attorney, they were great, and the great acting all around. No one's here watching Westworld, right?
I saw it. I've been watching it.
Are you current?
I'm not current, but I've seen the first couple.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It's very good.
Yeah, Mike, I'm surprised you're not in on it.
Yeah, man, it's very good.
I'll be in soon.
You know what I actually did? Because
it ends next week, but dude.
You know, I actually enjoyed the whole dynamic of it and how the only thing is that when they replace the actors, when the fact that they play the loop over and over and over again, you know, depending on the different
storylines. Like the same storyline.
Right. Depending on the choices that the people make, you know, right. Like, oh, not today, Sheriff, whatever, we're doing this. And then they go into a different storyline, mm-hmm. or they go over here, and then something happens, they go into a different. I thought that was a cool dynamic.
But that's cool. It's like, Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
It's all these little storylines you can do. You can choose to do them or not in a side mission.
It's a big and it's funny that it was like a maqueta, you know, like one of those like little things that you overlook at the top. You know, like
when you're looking at the
map. And then like they had like a godlike thing that they can look peek in and go in. And I thought that was awesome.
No, it's great. And how many episodes are you in?
Like two or three. Like
Now it gets funky because now the theories are coming out. It's like it's crazy. Like this last episode, obviously this will be totally spoiler free. It's just all the stuff that they unveiled. It's nuts, dude. And it's the kind of show we talk about. Everyone's talking about. X is gonna happen. X is gonna happen. What about X? And next episode is 90 minutes, and I can't wait because
I heard Ed Harris is awesome.
He's fantastic.
I did like the fact that he goes, the newcomers, like the newcomers cannot be killed.
Yeah, so they cannot be hurt.
You know, like something like that. So that guy's like, oh, I'll let you take the first shot. So that guy's taking the shots and he misses from up close.
Even from the beginning, the scene with Ed Harris.
Yeah, the scene with Ed Harris. The guy's trying to shoot him. They do like a thing like that. Obviously, he goes, oh, but you don't remember. But they've done it several times. And he goes, oh, I'll let you have the first shot. And the guy's like this close, like we're very close. And the guy's like,
even the guns that they have are designed not to shoot like real bullets at the
newcomers. And the newcomers could do different things. Like they can go in like one all day and shoot everybody, or you know, just they can go in and do different paths and different things, and they just reset the next day and everybody doesn't remember about what happened.
Yeah, they call them hosts, the androids hosts, or whatever.
So then, but
artificial intelligence.
They are programmed to do a certain thing. I did like the soundtrack though.
Oh, with the piano.
Man.
Oh, really? Because
they had painted black.
But they were old school Western pianos here, but they were doing painted black, some other like current songs. But with
that,
very cool.
They had Nirvana in there. You know, it's all classical like piano thing.
I guess I gotta get that.
That's a really you'll love that show. Okay, that show is. Man, it's a lot to take in.
It was funny. I'm like, wait, I remember this song. I'm like, you know, when the guy's like going through the heist and they go
in. They don't do
like,
as much as that in the last 6-10 episodes, but in the beginning they do.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Because they get to the story.
I'm like, I know that song. I'm like, oh, snap.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's been a while.
I've been trying to get my fiancé to watch it with me. I'm like, I'm trying to slow down so she can watch it because it's that good.
No, Mike, you gotta, I want Mike to say, because we're going to have a good discussion about
that. I'm going to have to drag my wife into it.
I assume she likes it. It's really good. And it's for everybody.
Like I said, I start stuff, and then like if I see that something that she likes,
I do the same thing. I back it up.
And I watch
Just start watching it. Guaranteed. Yeah. You're locked in the first episode, watching this. It's so well made.
Harris does a good job.
Yeah, it's so well made. Yeah, the concepts are nothing new, but they do such a good job in the writing.
Even with Anthony Hopkins, like the fact that he was one of the first ones that created the thing, and he's talking to the old characters, whatever. He talks to the old character. He goes, "Oh, you used to be such a good listener," and then like the subtleties that they do with the reprogramming.
The kind of show like I would like to go back, because knowing what I know now and going back, I'm like, oh man, and you just all just things start piecing together. You know? I think so. Just from the standpoint, like I'm even now.
Thank goodness for Spizzies, man.
No, that's funny, but I haven't seen it. Must watch.
Yeah, it's an HBO show.
That might be my. Game of Thrones notwithstanding, the second best show on TV. Potentially. Currently, yeah. It's that good. For sure. I'm glad they renewed it. But the only bad thing is that they said that because the production...
It's expensive, maybe both.
Probably both.
Actually, the most expensive show in TV history, believe it or not, is The Crown.
Yeah, you know, I heard about that. Like
10, which I want to see.
They spent $37,000 on Queen Elizabeth's wedding dress. It's not even the dress. It took them like six months.
I watched about 10 minutes of that show.
Is it? You like it? I haven't seen that one.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know. It's not my cup of tea.
It didn't seem like it's mine, but I want to give it a
cup of tea, mate.
I want to give it a shot.
But like I said, I mean, it was just like so expensive. And that dress, like that, they spent $37,000 to make the dress, is there for like 5 minutes.
The other thing, HBO's
got a boatload of money. I guess Netflix has got a boatload of money too.
Netflix paid for that dress, $37,000.
Because I think Disney just bought them out.
Who, Netflix? Really?
Yeah. They merged or they bought them, whatever the case is.
We're going to get poked here. I'm just telling you, Disney has a way to monetize.
I don't think everything. So. I just think Disney, from reading up on, they're going to leave things as be. They just want an avenue to put their content and have it streamed. Everybody wins because on Netflix it has all, including Star Wars, all the animations.
Well, that's the only place.
Exactly. Now that's somewhere they can house everything and show it all to Netflix wins because they get more subscribership.
But they're not gonna
be jacking up prices. I guarantee that.
That's not what I'm talking about.
And they're gonna let Netflix do what Netflix does. They're not gonna interfere.
I don't want them to screw with the TV product that they have. I don't want to see like, oh, if you want original content, you're gonna have to pay $15
a
month.
No, they're not gonna have that.
You know that kind of crap.
No, they're not gonna do that. I like it because they get more funding.
I get scared when I hear that.
No, they got better content and they're not gonna mess with works. Disney didn't buy Netflix, or Netflix is struggling. They're doing great. They want a piece of the action. Ultimately, if Netflix starts making these shows that we like, is they're not going to succeed.
The WWE network is doing great for them.
Are they doing well? Because they struggled at the beginning.
I think that when people saw that you could, it's not just the new content on there.
It's the archive.
It's the archive, and not just the WWE.
Their original programming is crappy.
Their original Holy Foley show is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they have some bad shows.
I lasted 10 minutes and I couldn't.
Holy,
that story time when they had that Ric Flair thing.
Right? Oh no,
I saw five minutes.
But you know what's very good is they do like three guys sitting at dinner eating.
They used to have talking around
not the round table. I'm talking about. I think it's called like three guys and dinner or something.
Well, they used to have it with Rowdy Piper before he passed.
Right, right.
And then it was him and Mean Gene and someone else.
Right, but then they also had like a Legends Roundtable where they had like five or six legends all sat there and talked. But no, these guys are actually eating and talking. It's pretty good. I love watching the old footage from the territory days. I know you guys grew up in Florida, so you remember Championship Wrestling from Florida.
Well, I remember that Saturday night's main event, right. And all that other stuff.
But all I'm saying is that it's the same kind of crap. So WWE put some cool original content out there. They're buying other properties. The NXT show is doing very well.
I think sometimes that show is a better product than
NXT. I think it's better than Raw right now. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, although I was kind of like there when Ric Flair.
Even if you just buy, if you're a pay-per-view consumer, right. Like say you buy a one pay-per-view per month, it's average, what, $39.95 for a pay-per-view?
Yeah, but that WWE Network is $9.99 a month. $9.99 a month. You know, and then it includes the pay-per-views.
$120 a year, which is standard now. Right. Netflix is just around there. Actually, Amazon's the around there.
On when it first started was $100 a year.
Yeah. Right. Now it's $120.
Now it's $120 because they charge $9.99.
It's a good deal for, yeah, for into that.
If it's your thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was kind of like, you know, with Ric Flair and Charlotte, you know, when the daughter lost, you know, Charlotte and Ric Flair showed up, you know, because Charlotte lost her belt on Raw. Okay. So he was there and it was like, whoa, you know, it was kind of like, oh, okay, it was good to see.
Classic Flair, dude.
Yeah, you know, it was good to see Ric Flair. Starting in profiling. North Carolina. Yeah, you know, he was there. Like, he came out at the end. I was like, oh, okay.
But on that note, we'll end it there and all that. Yeah, not to go too long. We'll make the rounds, of course, starting with the Mambies this time around. What you got for us, big guy?
I really don't have much. I just want to say hi to all my peeps out there that listen to our wonderful podcast. We have a great time. I want to thank my buddy and Barbara Floyd, who does our outro.
Yeah, man. Countrywide. Yeah, man.
Countrywide song. I don't know. My wife is very accepting of us doing this show every week. And yeah. I have to give her props and a shout out.
God bless her.
Yeah, same for my fiance, man. We have
this wonderful studio.
A Girls Nightlife studio.
That's right.
GirlsLife.com.
GirlsLife.com.
Girls Night Studio?
That was Girls Night Studio.
That's a great studio right there. Where is that? Well, obviously occupying the wrong establishment.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry. Sorry. <yeah.
laughs> that's hilarious. George, what do you got, man? Besides the Girls Night Studios.
See, that's how I am. All sleepy. I'm already tired.
Left Field Productions. We got to get paid. We got to eat.
Give a shout out to our Left Field Productions for the sponsorship. Just a shout out to my fiance. My upcoming baby girl. You know, it's going to be good. You know, it's excited for that.
He told himself that.
Yeah, for man.
It's not that bad, man. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, I know. And then support out there for everybody, you know, listening to our show, and keep, you know, coming up with all that, you know, awards if they have Razzies for executive producers and all that other stuff.
Lifetime Achievement
Awards.
Like your burn was pretty good.
I'm going to tell them.
George is loaded for bear that day.
Yeah, but, you know. So, just a shout out for Chewy, you know, like I said, for just, you know,
Chewy's our number one fan.
That's right, you know, continue listening to our show and our feed, you know, feeding our need to go to the movies and all that other stuff. And everybody that's been commenting on our Facebook page, and obviously Fabian for hooking us up with passes, and Lope for providing the list, and everybody else that makes our show what it is.
Look for us at live podcasts, doing a live podcast sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll be bringing us ourselves live.
Something. We got to do that.
Yeah, well, we got to jump on that Facebook Live boat.
Maybe we'll do it next time. We're going to do our special 1 year anniversary Christmas edition of the Real Mentor Show, and it'll be the next podcast. We'll do a nice, good extended edition of that. And we'll do a spoiler-rific review of Rogue One. The weekend after the movie comes out. Give people time to go watch it. We'll probably take a break after that and come back in the new year. You know, the holidays coming up. We want to in advance wish everybody a safe holidays, of course. And we'll get more into that as we get closer. But that's all we got. Thanks again, guys. Have a good night.
Later.